It's Jono time, Jared.
Indeed it is, Jono. Welcome to you. And it's another exciting night coming up with Sisyphus just working his way through against the young gun. But we've got tonight Daniil Medvedev against Scoop's Canadian.
Auger Aliassime.
Has anybody pronounced it better than Scoop throughout the journey?
I think Scoop gets a shock a lot.
He gets a shock a lot. Oh, he's quick. Good. He's on fire today. Jono, before we go, we started the night just discussing the depth of the women's draw.
Mm.
Where are you on this particular...
versus, say, you know, 20 years ago, Jared.
Yeah. And I'll, just for the sake of it, I'll read you out 2002, top 10. Williams, Capriati, Clijsters, Hennen, Maresmo, Salas, Hunter-Kovo, Dokic and Hingis. 2012, Williams, Wozniacki, Clijsters, Dementieva, Sharapova, Yankovic, Stoza, Williams, Zvonareva and Schiavone. 2022, you've got Barty, Sabalenka, Muguruza,
Krejcikova,
Pliskova, yep. Badoza, Kuntova, Sakkari, Swiatek, and Jabeur.
Yeah, well, look, it does say a lot, just that the heavyweight depth that was around with those first couple of lists you read out, which were also became very big global names too. Mm. And I think what we have now is a few that are sort of showing signs here and there. Let's say today, Swiatek, she's won a French Open and now she's in the semis, but she sort of hasn't been the week in, week out dominating figure. And that's what's probably left the whole, for me, the whole year open for Ash Barty this year. I mean, look, you know, he probably could be thinking it as well, but this is potentially Grand Slam year for Ash Barty, not just talking Australian Open, because the depth of the women isn't quite the same as it was in those years, where actually there was a lot of global figures then too. That, you know, you had even Li Na, you know, think what she did for tennis in China. Yep. And you had Maria Sharapova, who was just like, oh, big global names, and there was a bunch of them. And so here it's been Ash and the girls like Muguruza, you said, who's well entrenched in top 10, and she's actually won a couple of slams, but there's not the day-in, day-out sort of rivalries that we're seeing.
So at the top of the program, did a small editorial on this, and my view was that only injury, Osaka, and Barty herself can beat Ash Barty in 2022 and stands between her and a Grand Slam. So you're with me. You're on that same thread, Jono. I like this.
Look, as we know with a slam, a heck of a lot has to go right.
Yeah.
But when I just feel like, look, she's coming. Let's say she wins here and it's her first Australian Open. Then she goes into two majors that she's won. She's won Roland Garros and she's won Wimbledon. And then the final slam on hard courts at Flushing Meadow. And I think, look, she just paces a year so well and she can peak for the big ones and she's not playing unnecessarily. She's never one to sort of chase the appearance money week in, week out to sort of, you know, cash in, if you like. She's just, you know, and she's got a good team around her that will plot every moment. And I think, yeah, at this stage, as we say, there's a lot can go wrong, but she's just cherry ripe for all of these.
In the men's, Jono, I know that Medvedev's been, you know, quote-unquote unstoppable, and Jared and I have been talking about how comfortable he's looked. But I actually reckon there's an argument that all three that are currently in it against him, in Tsitsipas, Berrettini, Nadal, can beat him on their day.
Yeah, Sam, I think you can mount that argument for sure. The one thing I thought, look, I just, Medvedev came in probably as favourite. I know I didn't pick him. I thought Zverev might have been the one that
would get it done. Don't forget that. We've erased that from the table.
It's a low point.
I get ahead of it. But then the one thing I thought on Medvedev was I saw him get a treatment on his back in his match against Creasy, and I just think of the workload over the next couple of days plays tonight. This will be a brutal contest for him against Felix, and then it'll be the winner of Tsitsipas Sinner, and then I'm thinking Rafa gets through. Rafa is sitting there with two days break now after that you know massive struggle yesterday, and I think the schedule's sort of playing a little bit against Medvedev. So that's all that's sort of just putting a doubt in my mind at the moment. And for Rafa, boy, he's benefiting from this first year of where the men's semis haven't been split. And so he's having those 2 days off. And these guys have got to play tonight. and then only one day off. It's just, it all counts when you get to the last couple of rounds.
Particularly after the absolute gunfight that Tsitsipas had against the big American only two nights ago.
And Taylor Fritz.
Taylor Fritz took him to the cleaners early, had to fight back, exhausted a lot of energy. And, yep. you know, he got the job done against Sinner, but and it was a comfortable win, but it, still it starts to take hold if you're doing these five setters.
That's right. And look, for Tsitsipas, he came in here
Unders.
With, and it had the, he'd had elbows, some sort of surgery back in November and was very, you know, ordinary in the beginning coming in those first couple of matches in the ATP Cup, which of course is just setting the stage for the Australian Open. But I didn't sort of think he'd be as battle hardened as he's looked. But, you know, as you say, it's the seven matches. It's the thing. And when you get down to the end, sometimes a little bit of luck schedule wise, et cetera, it's sort of has got to play out. And, you know, I think Rafa's going to be the beneficiary of that.
So overall, your thoughts on Sinner, what year will he win his first slam?
Oh, gee, in the next 18 months, I still think he's actually, you know, just solid enough. I think good on all. I haven't seen enough of what he would be like on grass, but I imagine just his ball striking and his awareness and his movement would play well under the grass.
Great hands at the net.
Hasn't he? Yeah, he can close out so well once he gets to the net. You know, he's just no apparent weaknesses and such a young guy, but so sort of calm in himself and self-assured. It's just, he's got a massive future and it'll come pretty soon.
Tell me why you think Italy all of a sudden are producing so many good players and Canada are producing so many good players. I had this discussion with Darren Carl earlier in the piece.
Well, one thing I'll say on Italy, they've got a massive tournament schedule now. It's always been, Italy got some great tennis clubs who have had history of tournaments at different levels over a long period of time, but I think the Federation harnessed it. The Federation's been making good money out of the Rome Masters event. They've got a tennis channel there in Italy. And so for the clubs to step up, and I think there's 17 or 18 challenges in the men's. You know, they've got Rome as a real focal point. They've got, you know, other sort of tour-level events. I think it's just the environment you can play in there, the tournaments on offer. You know, you don't have to travel week in, week out, you know, to Asia and those parts. So I think it's a pretty simple formula. I think competition provision is a pretty simple formula, Jared, no matter what country you're in.
No, I accept that. But ultimately, if you're practicing poor technique, you can have as many tournaments as you like. So, yep. Which is why I think you need a great head coach. You need a coach that's coaching the coaches.
Yeah, I'd add that part. And the one bit we did miss when you mentioned technique is obviously most of these tournaments, the clubs are on clay. And that's the best surface to be building your game on. You know, you can't get away with weaknesses on clay. And then in the winter, they do get the indoors as well. So they've sort of, you know, a little bit of like the best of all worlds and it all comes together. And I think the other bit you always get then, remember with the Swedes when it was Borg and then it was a, you know, float on with Willander, Nystrom, Edberg, you get that, you know, one Italian doing well, so the others are competing. The funny one is Fognini was sort of holding the flag for a little while there, but he's just one of many that are coming up.
Jono, any more inspired tips for you for the last few days, or are we sticking with the Ash Barty tip, Jared, that's got the Johnson track backed up to it?
Ash Barty I'm just sticking with because I just, it's the bank of Ashley. But I think the men's,
Give me your two finalists before the semi-finals.
Yeah, I'll give you the Rafa and Medvedev for the final.
Okay.
And
he's safe.
I'll still stay with Medvedev.
Staying with Medvedev, he's jumped straight onto the Medvedev bandwagon. I thought you might have taken a little punt on Berrettini, but you reckon that Rafa will get Berrettini?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Thanks, Jono. Talk tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.